Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. When you hear Left Eye, when you hear Lil Mama, you know it's time to get busy, so it ain't really too much to talk about. Shake it down. I was working with her. It was an honor.
Remember way back in the day, hey, hey, when the kids from around the way used to come out and play, and the double dutch bus, you're bumping them down the street, trying to move your feet while you're shaking little booty to the groove and beat, to the beat, to the beat, beat. You hit the corner and you stop. Hey, y'all, it's a party on the other block. We hit the jackpot, jackpot, what, what? And it's only 12 o'clock and the sun is hot. Free soda box, we about to rock, rock, rock.
Tonight we are having our own block party. We're having a party tonight. What's up? What's up, everybody? Keeping it real hot, really hot all summer long here with you. Tonight, very special night. We turned 1 year old tonight.
Yay.
You know, we were doing the show for 1 year now. But, you know, of course, we couldn't have done it without you people listening. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for keeping us on the internet airways every Monday night all for a whole year. So, as you know, tonight is your night. It's all about you. You know, it's all about you. We want you to call in, you know, tell us what you love and hate about the show, all that good stuff. But, you know, but we'll go into that, you know, in a few minutes. But, you know, we're going to keep it on schedule. We'll keep it on schedule. So we're actually going to get into the weekly inspiration. We're 1 year old, but we're still going to be wise and give you some wise information each week. So, Tori D, hit them off Monday. Come on.
All right, y'all. It's your girl, Tori D. And this week I'm coming to you again with your weekly inspiration. This week is coming from Psalms 27, verses 1 and 2. And it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell." I decided to do this scripture this week because I know that there are a lot of people out there that are in vulnerable situations, and you kind of feel like you're stuck and you don't have any help. There are some people, you know, that go to their jobs and have coworkers lying on them, you know, trying to get them fired. There's some people that have family members that are dogging them out and making them feel worthless. There are truly a lot of people that waste their time worrying about what others are doing to them. But in this scripture, King David reminds us that the Lord is our life, that the Lord is our salvation, He is our strength. And so what sense does it make that if we have God on our side to fear anybody? Whom shall we fear? Whom shall we be afraid of? And that's so uplifting. But I love the fact that David goes on to tell us that our enemies, and you know what enemies are, those haters, those liars, cheaters, backstabbers, that actually come against us to eat of our flesh, and to gloat in our pains and our letdowns and our sorrows, they will actually stumble and fall. The Bible says they stumbled and fell. I find myself telling people all the time that I never really waste my time trying to get back at folks, because they will eventually stumble and fall because God's word cannot lie. And I would like to encourage all the listeners out there tonight just to continue to trust in God, continue to trust that He will protect you in spite of everything that's going on around you. And just know that all those that are trying to make your life miserable will truly stumble and fall. And that's your weekly inspiration from your girl, Tori D. That was
I really like that. That was really, really inspirational.
I hate to go deep like that, but, you know, somebody's going through that. Somebody is really being tested and feeling like they're all by themselves, but the Bible plainly says, you know, the Lord is our strength and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? You know, why would you feel your coworkers or your family members or your exes or whoever it is hating on you when you got God on your side? And the fact that they're going to stumble and fall when they come up against you, that's, you know, that's like divine consolation. So I had to do that one this week.
Next week will be back nice.
I'll be sweet and encouraging again next week. But you know.
Oh my God. All right, everybody. So there you have your weekly inspiration for the end of August. And actually, just to let you know, actually September 1st is really our real anniversary. But y'all know we air on Monday, so we're doing a day before. Right. But you know, that's cool. That's cool. So everybody, today we turn 1 year old. You know,
yay.
I mean, to me, I don't know. It means a lot. You know. I mean, like, you know, we only been in, you know, been doing this for a year. I don't know,
right.
It just means, what does it mean to y'all?
I guess to me it's just a beautiful thing because it's something that I've always wanted to do all my life, to be able to be a voice. And I think what we do for the artists is beautiful to me because I sing as well. So when we open up a forum where artists can come and display their music, and it's not like we're critics or anything like that. We're saying if you got music, you got talent, and you want to be heard, we're an avenue for that. So the fact that we can be an avenue for that is just a blessing to me, you know. And our fan base, they love us. So I'm just, you know, excited about the love and opportunity that we have here and that we're offering others. I think is outstanding. So that's
exactly
what it means to me. It makes me happy.
And then we definitely want you to call in tonight, people. You know, and then let us know, you know, what the show means to you, or, you know, just tell us, you know, some things that maybe you don't like about the show, you know, that maybe we need to stop doing that. Or either some things that you like about the show, you love about the show, you know, some guests that we had on the show that you know, that you've enjoyed over the year. Give us a call, 646 800-200-3136. Also, our chat is open. So if you're in chat, definitely, you know, just hit us up there. We'll answer your questions. We'll, you know, we'll comment back to you or whatever. So tonight, just to give you a little brief of what's going down, we're going to be talking about the past year. You know, just this is going to be like the keeping it real hot and fresh remembrance show. You know, we're just going to be remembering, you know, some of the good things, the bad times. You know, because, like, in the last year, you know, we had a election in there. You know, in the last year, you
yes,
know, we had what else went on last? A lot of stuff went on last year. But, you know, just like with the show itself, you know, we have talked about a lot. You know, we have, you know, had a lot of callers on the show, you know, give their point of view. So within this hour, we're just going to be taking calls. We're going to be playing music from some like Tori D says, some of the new artists that have been on our show, and then, you know, regular artists, you know, main known artists who have been on our show too, play their music, you know, so just kind of give you, you know, give the new listeners kind of, you know, what we did in our one little young year here. So Smooth T, D Money, they're with us too. What's up, people?
Hello, hello.
Hey.
What is up? So, D Money, so what does 1 year mean to you? We're turning 1 year old. We're so young. What does it mean to you?
Well, I just think it's so awesome that there's, like, a wide variety of, you know, there's four of us, and we're all such different personalities, so I think that makes it really fun for the listeners. You know,
I think
it's great that we all get to voice our opinions, and, you know, we might always not always agree on things, but you have people out there that are, you know, they can agree with one of us and, you know, be glad to hear that one of us feels the way that we do, so...
Right.
It's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. How about you, Tommy? Smooth T, what's up? You know what? You know what? That's Tommy for you right there. The regular
Okay. Tommy.
Smooth T. Hey, yes. Okay, you know, we're going to get back to Tommy in a little bit.
Damn.
We're going to get back to him. But what we're going to do is, we're going to kind of go into, like, you know, some of the past year, like different topics that we had, you know, different things that we discussed. What are some things that kind of, you know, that kind of, you know, stuck out in your mind? I guess I'll go first. Well, one thing that really stuck out in my mind about, you know, some of our topics in the past year is I really enjoyed the AIDS awareness thing that we did because, you know, because, like, that to me, It has meant a lot because like so many people will as we said back then, you know, so many people, you know, they look at it like kind of like nonchalant kind of, but you know, it's really a serious topic. And then, you know, me and Tori, what was it, June or July, Tori?
It was the end of June.
Yeah, end of June. Me and Tori, you know, we had got together in Wilson County, North Carolina. And, you know, we had went and hosted this AIDS awareness event in Wilson. So, you know, that was good. So I really enjoyed that. That's something that I really enjoyed. Do y'all have any remembrance? Anything that
I
y'all
had
enjoyed?
A blast on that show.
Really?
Yeah, I really, really did because, you know, it was a new environment for me. And when I went down there, everybody was just, like, so super cool. And it was just, like, it was an old-school vibe to it because rarely do you see the community getting together and doing things like that anymore. So it just made me feel so good and so proud. And like I said, everybody was so cool and so welcoming. It was just a blessing. It really was.
It really was a blessing.
One of the shows, and it may not have been even our highest rated show at the time, but I think that it was so relevant, the show that we did on the missing and exploited children.
Yeah,
that's probably been the show that touched me the most. And then for them to find a child or find someone, she's not a child anymore, after 18 years, it just brought that show back to me all over again.
Right.
No, I just thought it was absolutely beautiful. So that'll probably be my most touching You go ahead and get that.
Okay. Let's see. All right, we have a caller in the 423 area code.
Ooh, that's Chattown.
That's who?
That's Chattown. That's my hometown right there.
Okay, 423, you're on Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh. Are you with us?
Yes, I am here.
Hey,
hello.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I'd just like to call and say congratulations to you guys on your year. And yeah, I said,
that sounds like my little brother.
Yes, yes, it is, Tori.
Hey, yeah, that's my brother. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate the support and the love.
And I love you, sis. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you.
So
love you,
all
too.
Right, peace.
That's
all
my
right.
brother.
Thank you. But yes, but like you said, though, that 80s one, it was really, really dynamic. I mean, really. We have another call. And 423 again.
Uh-oh. Okay, y'all. That's my family. Go ahead. Okay. Say I represent.
423, you're on Keeping It Real. Hey, how you doing?
Hello. Good. How are you?
Good. Who is this?
What's your name for
us? This is your cousin. I just want to congratulate y'all on y'all year.
Well, thank you so much, Sugar Pie.
You're welcome.
That's what's up. Chat Town represents tonight. Thank you, baby. That's my little cousin, Britt. I can tell
bye.
By the voice. Thank you, boo.
Bye.
Okay.
Thank
bye,
you.
Sweetie. Shoot, we finna have a family reunion up in here.
Okay.
But that's what's up. Y'all can go ahead. I do have to shout out my family, though. They've always been, like, all my life. You can look on the Facebook, the MySpace is very, very supportive. So, you know, to my family, I love y'all, and I definitely appreciate the support.
That's cool.
You don't have me crying.
Oh, Lord, I'll start crying.
I know, right?
So what we're going to do is, actually, last year, we definitely had a lot of guest appearances. Starting in December, we had Lisa Left Eye's brother, Ronald Lopez. December 8th, he came on the show, and, you know, he told us all about her upcoming album, which was then Our Legacy. You know, he came up and told us a lot about, you know, her life and, you know, her album then. So, you know, so that was, I mean, to me, I was like, oh, my God, I got Left Eye's brother. So, you know, I remember that time was really crazy for me. Really crazy. So what we're going to do is we're going to, like, you know, just play a song from her album, Our Legacy. And this song is called Never Will I Ever. And this is by Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Spiritual sight, which way would benefit me on the mic? Stress all around, blocking my path. Have to stay loose to regain my own balance. Stay confident, straight as an arrow. Walking the path that proclaims to be narrow. Through my adventures, I see many stakes. See many come, see many ways. Just the right time to catch me off guard. Approaching me safe. Don't think for a minute that Lisa don't know what the hell's going on. Just when you think that you got it, you wrong. Breaking the norm beneath the rust. Killing the way that y'all think about us. Freaking the beast, the illest technique.
Equal one to none. Let's not show them how it's done.
Never will I ever want. Never. dropping the bit. Straight to the gut, through to something again that was needed to change up everything as is. Even though they don't want to know, setting the tone, bringing it home, drilling my life.
All right, there you have it. That was Never Will I Ever by Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Now, if y'all want to hear the rest of that song, y'all got to go out and buy the album, okay?
I know that's right.
But you know what? We have another caller from the 310 area code. 310, you're on Keeping It Really Hot All Summer Long with our anniversary show. Are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. So you're in California, correct?
Wow.
I'm sort of in California right now, in between California and Washington and Las Vegas.
That's
wow.
Really cool. That's really cool.
Yes.
So are you a regular listener of our show?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good.
That's
so
awesome.
So what are some topics, you know, from the past year that we've done that, you know, that maybe you like, or either topics that you like to hear us speak on in the upcoming years?
Well, one particular one was about 5 to 6 months ago when you had a topic on education from a student's point of view, parents' point of view, and a teacher's point of view. That was excellent. And you had a caller. Matter of fact, I called in, too, and commented, and then you had another caller from, I think it was Boston or Philadelphia, and he gave a point of view from the East Coast, while I'm from the West Coast. But I've lived on the East Coast, too. So those pointers were quite interesting. They were enlightening, and it sort of gave the listeners a view on how we could come together as one to make education a lot better for everyone, not only just the student, but the communication there to help a student. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
I did, too, because actually the guy that you were talking about, he was actually a principal, and he was an African-American principal at that. And he was talking about some of, I remember exactly the show you're talking about, because he was talking about the challenges that he faces and how he also tries to be a mentor. And a lot of teachers are losing that part of it, the mentorship part.
Exactly. But nowadays we're having parents at a younger age, so they have to go out to work. They have to they're under more pressure today than before. So consequently, it's going to be a little bit rougher. And then you have your single parent. So the key is communication.
Right.
That is so true.
Right. Well, thank you so much for calling in and giving us a happy 1 year anniversary.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. You all are outstanding. Keep it up.
Thank you so much. One more question before you go. What are something that you would like to see more on the show?
I enjoyed the when you had different celebrities to voice their opinion about particular topics, especially the last one, TLC.
Okay.
That was good. I enjoyed that you get a different perspective of and. Rather than just they're on stage or they're making records, but they're human too. So you get their point of view, and you say, hadn't thought about it that way. So
okay.
Keep up the good work. Very
Thank
good.
You so much.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That's just listening. That's I know. We have another call in a 248. I think that's Michigan. 248, you're on Keeping It Really Hot All Summer Long. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how are you? Can you take your name for us?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm great. Your show sounds really good. I'm a first-time caller. Actually, a first-time listener today, too. And
are you really?
Yes. Zach invited us to listen through his page, and I'm listening to CG.
All right, that's what's up. So, okay, well, you are a first-time listener, so, you know, welcome. But you know, is there anything you like to say? Like, for example, is there any topics that maybe you know you like for us to talk about in the future, or give
us a thought? I feel really bad that I missed, because you guys are recapping your shows, and it seems like you've done some really good shows over the last year. So I'm going to keep listening, and I can't add any suggestions because I don't know what you guys have done, but as I look through your past shows.
We would still like to hear it, though. We would still love to hear it for the first-time listeners.
Yeah, I don't have any suggestions, but I think it's a really good show. I plan to listen, and you guys, I'm really just proud of the job you're doing, and Zach, this is Judy.
Judy!
Thank you, Judy.
Judy like that. Judy told you she wanted to. You're like, okay, babe, but do you have it?
She sounded so professional. She didn't have professional voice right now.
Okay.
I use her ghetto voice.
Zach, this is my radio voice, okay?
Okay.
Well, you go, girl.
You doing it.
Thank you, Judy. Thank you so much.
I'm so proud of you, and I plan on listening again. Good.
You better.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, looks like the callers are rolling in. We have another California. This is 310 West Coast in the He's House. Are you on the online? Okay. 310 area code. Are you on the line? We're keeping it real hot and fresh. Are you there?
Okay. Hello.
Yes. 310 area code. I think they left us, so let's try. We're gonna try the 615 area code. You're on keeping it real high.
Oh, no, that's Cashville.
Yeah, it is.
What's up, sister? What's going on?
Mute.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Congrats on the year.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I didn't get to listen to but one show, but it was good, I tell you.
You liked it.
Well, do you have any suggestions for maybe some upcoming topics or anything like that?
No, I don't.
Let's talk about what we're going to do about them haters.
Oh, Lord, I ain't going to say nothing.
Okay, well, thanks, little mama.
You're welcome, sis. I love you, and congrats, and I will continue to listen.
Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's what's now, up. Now,
y'all can see we are all very lively people.
Yeah,
we're talking about Cashville.
Oh, Lord, there goes Smooth Tea. Where you been?
Now, what did he say? No, he didn't wake up and say something smart.
I know. He should be ashamed of himself.
I was having some phone difficulties.
Really? Okay,
what did
he say? Something crazy. What did you say, Tommy?
I was having some phone problems.
Oh,
okay, I thought
you
were going to say something else.
He ain't got nothing to say.
Yeah. Okay.
But now, Tommy, since you're back, let me hear from Ashley before you go away again to the wilderness. But anyway, whatever, your past year, what do you love or hate? Or, you know, what are some topics, or, you know, what are some things that stick out in your mind, you know, from the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show the past year?
Well, I have to say myself, every time I see my
picture. Oh, Lord.
I'm in awe of myself. I'm like, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, okay, that's
nice.
Wow. So
I'd have to say all the people that we meet. I enjoy all the different people that we meet.
That is true. Yes, our listeners, y'all are the bomb. You hear me? You're the bomb. You're like exploding. You're the bomb.
Oh, Lord.
All right. So we are actually 30 minutes in the show. If you still want to call in and you know, wish us happy anniversary, or you know, give us your thoughts or whatever, you better do it. 646-200-3136, or you can log on to our page www.xxbn.net. Now, a lot of times, a lot of people get that mixed up, so I'm going to say it in words. So it's X-ray, boy, net. Okay. So, you know, there's a log on to that. You can go into our chat. Also, we have our Facebook and MySpace pages open. If you want to find us in either one of those, just type in Real Hot Fresh. Hit search. We'll pop up. We're a bunch of microphones. That's us. And just let us know what you think, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to
go in and look at the pictures, too. You know,
yeah, look at my picture.
No, don't look at that.
No,
just leave comments.
Yeah, leave comments on my picture. Thank you, people. All right, let me go. We're going to keep it rolling. We're going to get into, you know, some more songs from artists that has been on our show, and also some more thoughts of us, the host, of what we want to see on the show and what we're going to bring you and all the good stuff. But first, let's go ahead and get into Miss D's Dish. D Money, what you got for us?
No, I actually just kind of wanted to talk about this year's kind of been a rough year, too, because there's been a lot of, like, celebrity deaths and actually, just recently, DJ AM,
oh, yeah.
He died, and that was pretty tragic after what had happened with the plane crash, but I was just reading that they had, Dr. Drew had made a statement that he believes that the pain medication that he was taking and the anti-anxiety medication that he was taking from after he was in the plane crash might have led back into his relapse because he had had a drug problem before, and he just said it's a really slow and subtle reawakening to the addiction. So he just said it wasn't inappropriately prescribed, he just didn't know all the risks, and that could have ultimately led to his death. So I just thought that was really interesting. But this has kind of been a rough year with a lot of celebrity deaths and you know, some big political figures and everything like that. So, you know, I don't know, like, just to go into Tori's, you know, inspirations and everything like that, I guess this is a time that we need to, you know, say our prayers and be thankful for what we have.
That is so true. You got it right. But, you know, but it's kind of freaky because, I mean, like, a lot of celebrities have been dying lately. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, because, like, you know, back then you were hearing, like, scattered out, but now it's just, like, one big bundle all at one time.
Right. Yeah. And they're happening so one right after the other. It's crazy.
It is.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, the word is still out on that because his death was so, it was so weird. It almost seemed staged, you know, kind of like the way that they say that they found it. So the word is still out on that. You know, he had survived a plane crash, so it's really so sad. It really is.
Very, very sad. I was so shocked when I saw that.
And everybody, the absolute best in our prayers.
Well, Blink-182 actually just, I was just reading something that they were due to have a show, I believe it's this coming weekend at SPAC in Saratoga, New York, and they had to cancel it because it's just, they were such good friends with him, and this is such a hard time for all of them. So,
right.
You know, it's just really sad that, you know, he went through what he did and still ultimately, you know, didn't, you know, make it very much longer than that. So
that's why we have to always be ready, because a lot of people worry about, like, the end of time and the second coming of Christ. But I tell people all the time, your end of time could be tomorrow. You could meet Jesus in the next 30 minutes. You know what I mean? So we just have to always kind of be prepared. And again, that's, you know, so young and went through so much and overcame so much. And then for this to still happen, you know, you can't do nothing but offer prayers and just, you know, encourage everybody else to just, you know, be ready and get your house in order, you know?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, everybody, that was your D's Dish for another night, another Monday. Oof, you know, everybody just keep your prayers up and stay sane. So we're going to go back into we're going to go back
to say stay single. I said, like, what
are
you saying?
Stay single, stay sane.
Hey, huh? I'm saying that. I'm saying, what did you say?
Y'all got us this. All right, but what we're going to do is we're going to go into another song from a new artist that we had on our show. I'm going to let Tori D just give you a little brief of what we're going to do. Well, no, we'll do that later. Anyway.
I got like so many announcements.
I know, right. Yeah, so they're coming. Okay, so, but real quick, we're going to go into a new artist who was on our show on our 7th, July 13th show. So if you want to go back and check that out, July 13th, he goes by the name of Bill. He's very good, very good.
Yes, he
was. We're going to play, we're going to play Overqualified by Bill. He's a new artist that was in our new artist feature of the month. His name is Bill, and this is his song, Overqualified.
Got a day with myself, millimeter miles around in the trials, about to make it bad, get here, contemplating, make a move to Okinawa, cause protection program informed it that I found you empty, when I shook my soul, so forgive me, when you look for trouble, find plenty, pick up pennies, dimes, quarters in the trial, told you know a lot of folks who ain't need me out, I get bad, very frustrated, like I say, this to get brain damage, and this figure with pain, is y'all gon' have to repaint this, I keep tagging it up, tell them what you need to bagging it up, in the clutch below me, cause they know I'm the stuff, who loves you like this, stop bringing bringing the ruckus, things around red like a sun. They just see the money first and you did it for what? How far you wanna take this? Cause right now I'm seeming weightless. I got this feeling inside. I think I'm overqualified. People wanna tell me different, but to me it really makes no difference. I got this feeling inside. I think I'm overqualified. Alright, pain that you catch like bad masters and gathering steep. I was born ready to rock. I got flies, y'all connecting the dots. I bloodshot from the time to shake the block shot. Known in the spot to destroy this agreement. Plus, many excuses don't ever need this. I won't ever be missing something I can make myself like hey, Nixon's who gives. He's your number one idol. Put him on stage, he's a new arch rival. Every time he's speaking, put his scene up on the Bible. They say higher than the life bill. Trifle, trivial, scratching off cereal like gas with rap based on empirical, lyrical thought. And you're crossing over like all to leave the word. How far you wanna take this? Right now, I'm still weightless. Got the feeling inside. I think I'm overqualified. People wanna tell me different, but to me it really makes no difference. I got the feeling inside. I think I'm overqualified. Oh, hey, gorilla, changing in the phone booth. Dressed like a rapper, dance if you want to. His power moves on the dance floor, he can get. Anyway, chick, his third leg is big. Top of party at the door, and they're taking cold call. Chick go down, anyway, the roast cry. 100 pounds deep. Niggas don't need to be locked up. Need a lot of bail, a lot of sales. Me, this is not Camaro. This is during after life like a barrel. Switching, I can change your life back to zero. You'll be dancing around circles, sombrero. Straight out the square hole, coming up, cover the field. I'm still the realness, see how it feels. See my mind make crack like a plastic grinder. Swing to me while just a friendly reminder. How far you wanna take this? Right now, I'm still weightless.
That's right, Bell. He is overqualified. If y'all want to hear more, y'all better check out our July 13th show when we had him up there and hear his other song that we had, too. To find that, just go to www.xxbn.net and then scroll down and until you find the July 13th show. Click play, and you're on your way, all right? So, again, that was Bell, and he was one of our new artists that we had on our show. So what we're going to do is, now everybody, also just to let you know, too, that, you know, the chat is still open. Go in the chat, whatever. Leave us comments, questions. We're going to definitely put them on the show for you. Also, if you want to call in, you still got time, 646-200-3136. We're going to go back to the other host and see what Tori D, because Tori D got some announcements for y'all. Tori, what you got, girl? What's up?
I do got some announcements, but I also want, we got a message from Sharon Burks. And it says, congrats on your anniversary. May you continue to have success in the years to come. I pray your horizons are broadened and your careers, you guys are great. So big up to Sharon Burks on the wall. You know, we got walls and Twitters and MySpaces and Lord have mercy.
That's why I say anyway, stay sane.
Stay sane. Okay.
Okay.
I do have so many announcements, and I'll go very quickly. When I was telling everybody about the year anniversary show, I thought this would be an awesome time for me to kind of represent where I'm from, you know, being Chattanooga, Atlanta, Nashville, all my homes, you know, all my life, Chattanooga being my hometown. So just a couple of announcements for the Nashville area. Every Sunday night in Nashville from 7 to 11 p.m. at Cumberland Lane, in Antioch, Tennessee, Tim Lewis and the Dream Girls Models presents We Play on Sunday Celebrity Bowling. And I will have to tell you guys, I was able to go last night, and it was an absolute blast.
all type of models were in the house. The Titans were in the house. All type of industry people were in the house. So if you're in Nashville, and this is definitely for the grown and sexy. So if you're grown and you're in Nashville on Mondays, you definitely want to check out Cumberland Lane's Bowling Alley in Antioch, Tennessee from 7 to 11 p.m. I also want to announce for Nashville on September the 18th, the Goon Squad MC will be having their bike night here in Nashville. It's going to be from 6 to 10 at the Hooters on Largo Drive. And if you want more information on that, you can call 615-400-1529. Again, that is 615-400-1529. Or you can visit www.goonsquadmc.com. And I want to give a shout-out to Terry and his squad on there. And for all y'all biker chicks, I will be in the house representing with my Ed Hardy. Okay. Anyway, you know, it's bike night. You know, I got to be cute. So for all y'all come out for that and y'all represent. Okay, about two more to go. Okay, I want to give a shout-out to Ferriton and Ferriton Insurance Company. They offer private and corporate insurance services for your home and auto. Please contact Jason Farrington, and this is at jason_farrington@hotmail.com for more information on that. That's a beautiful new insurance company that just opened. So, you know, if you want price quotes, rates, and things of that nature, if you're thinking about starting a business or if you have a business, home, auto, whatever, and you're looking for a better insurance provider, you may want to hit him up, jason_farrington@hotmail.com. And the last group that I'm going to talk about tonight is As Is Band. They are a hip-hop, rock, R&B, you name it, cover band. And they really can sing. You know, I've been to several of their shows, so I was like, I definitely got to put them on our year anniversary show. For more information on where they're going to be playing and how you can book them, you need to go to www.myspace.com/As Is Band. And I lied because I do got one more announcement. Do I got time, Z-Fly?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, one more. And this one I'm going to go real quick because I just want y'all to remember this name and Google it. And this is Rico Chappelle. Rico and I actually graduated from Brainerd together back in, when we graduated. So I want y'all to just Google the name Rico Chappelle. He was on Bravo's fashion show. He's an outstanding upcoming designer. You know, I absolutely love him. And his name is R-E-C-O. And Chappelle is spelled C-H-A-P-P-E-L. And he's just outstanding. So I want you all to Google him and find out how to contact him as well. And those are my announcements, y'all. I rarely do that, but I had to do it for our university because these people support us every week. So
how did you just skip around when you graduated like that?
Huh? Now see, I'm proud of being old, but he's still sexy and fly. He may not want everybody to know how old he is. So I was like, well, I ain't gonna put Rico out there like that. So I just say when we graduated, but you know.
Okay.
Our listeners who listen every week know I'm super old, okay? Old as hell.
Oh, no, whatever.
They said, why need money?
That's right.
We in the same boat.
Oh, yeah.
All right, y'all. That's my announcements for you in the Cashville. How you say it, Tori? Cashville?
Cashville. That's what's up. Okay. We got Chat Town, Cashville, and the ATL. Shout it.
I also want to shout out Jade Christopher. She is 15 years old. She's actually one of my Facebook friends. She actually had a song with us, too. Yeah, she had a song with us on our July 6th show. She had made a dedication song to Lisa Left Eye Lopez. So I just want to shout her out there, too. And also just to kind of, give, all of the new listeners that we do have, you know, just kind of like, you know, what we're all about, and, you know, y'all can help me on this too, okay? But, you know, basically, we're an online radio show. You know, we talk about from the realest to the baddest. You know, I mean, basically, you know, the name of the show is Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh. And I think, exactly. I think my other, you know, host would agree with me that we try to keep it really real. I mean, you know, because you know, there's so much on TV where, like, you know, they just show you, like, you know, whatever they want you to see. You know, they'll show you the bad parts of up on what they want you to see. But really, I mean, real life is so more complex than what you actually see on TV. Wouldn't y'all say so?
Exactly. Yeah, and more complex than what you see in a 30-minute sitcom, you know?
Yeah.
I just love the fact that we're four different people from four different, you know, walks of life. We have four different aspects, and we come together out of love, whether we agree or disagree, because there's plenty of times we leave and we don't, you know, always agree, but we
right.
at least get to voice our opinions. And it's always good to hear different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
So, I absolutely love what we do. We're the voice of a new generation, and we do things very different on our radio show versus the way other people do. And like I said, I think it's an awesome opportunity for the unheard artists, you know, to get out there
and
get promoted properly. So. I love
Let it.
It
be heard.
And we do that for them for free, because I don't want nobody to think, how much he paid it. No. We do that absolutely out of love, because we believe in music as well. So
that's right.
Absolutely
but
out of love.
I want to
pay
you.
Oh, my
know.
Lord. Now I'm not talking about our paychecks. I'm talking about from artists. Anyway, every time he wake up, he say something crazy, don't he?
Oh, just stay dead. Speaking of artists, we're going to actually go into another artist song that we had on our July 27th show. He goes by the name of Maintain, and I believe that Maintain has been signed to G-Unit.
Yes, he was signed 2 weeks after he was on the show. I'm just kidding. But, I mean, he was, though.
Oh, he wasn't, but it wasn't from us, but we had him on the show. But,
he like, man, I've been in the game for all these years. But, it's just ironic how he was on the show, and then, okay. He's hot. I told him that when he was on the show.
And this
Super
is Maintain. It's very hot. Oh, my God. Maintain, people, his song is Beautiful Mind. Oh, my God.
Write your lyrics, maintain, and copyright them. As you know, fake air, blood-sucking rappers are vital. Speaking to fake motherfuckers, don't acknowledge them at all, because deep down they want to see you fall. And keep your real people close, and don't you ever let them go. The ones that got your back, filthy, rich, and dead. Girl, keep the circle tight, loyalty comes first. It's very necessary, your money is secondary. Respect is a must, so is honor and trust. Because without it, the scavengers are heavy surrounded, and it's a conquer and destroy game. Motherfuckers better understand it when you talk. It's not a paranoid thing, nah, it's a setup. See, the object is to fuck your head up, so every move you make is all messed up. The pimps see well, their money keeps growing, the hoes keep hoeing, and they're not even knowing what's going on. It's colder than the Midwest winter in December. I can't even recall or remember seeing anything colder than this. I get pissed when I go deep into the thought about how wrong this is, and it's just not fair, and most are just not aware. But I stare at the picture, seeing this so clear that it scares me. I won't lie, I get chills up my spine every time I think about how it's real and not fake a bit. It's hard to take this shit. See, knowing so much got me thinking this ain't as sick, but on point, just like the tip of attack. And if I ain't spitting the facts, then I ain't ripping this track. They started pimping me, so I started pimping them back. My dimension is demented, homeboy, and it's as simple as that. See, they don't give a fuck if the way I'm living is whack. That's why I'm giving them hell and never giving them slack. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful mind. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell the phony rappers in the booth to move to the side. They ain't saying shit in their rhymes, tuning the mind. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful mind. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell the phony rappers in the booth to move to the side. They ain't saying shit in their rhymes, tuning the mind. Maintain, get ready, cause you know that.
Y'all know the deal. If you want to hear the rest, you got to go back to that episode. That's why tonight we are teasing y'all. It's a tease. Yeah, tonight we're teasing y'all. That's bad. Tease you on our anniversary. But that actually we're helping you out. But see, we're having you go back to that show, and then that way you hear the rest of his song. So we're actually helping you out if you really think about it. So if you do want to go back and hear Maintain, that song was Beautiful Mind. That was our July 27th show. And, again, you'll find it by going to www.xxbn.net. Just scroll down to see July 27th and hit play. All right, everybody, I don't know about y'all, but I have had a great show, and it's just sad, you know, whenever you have a good show, the time goes by.
Yeah.
We are 10 minutes down to the show. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and get into 10 ways you know you ghetto, because I have had people fussing me out whenever we missed that segment of the show, because some of y'all ghetto people, yeah, y'all want to hear that, don't you?
Okay.
Thank you.
So we're going to go ahead and get into 10 ways you ghetto right quick, and then after that, we're going to go back into what the future holds. And all that kind of good stuff doing in the show. Also, real quick, we also want to shout out that also on, let's see, June the 29th, we did a two-hour special for Michael Jackson. Really got to rep him. That was a great show.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson special. And then also, of course, we can't forget our girl on August the 3rd. We had Miss TLC's T-Bob
yes,
on the show.
Oh, let me say, oh, I'm sorry.
Now, go
I
ahead.
Just, everybody got to log on to that show, because I've been telling everybody, me and T-Boz did a duet, honey, of day 26.
Yeah.
Your heels look so good on you. That's my duet, honey.
Ain't nobody taking that from me. Okay.
Okay. All right. So be sure to go back and listen to Tori and T-Boz do a duet, all right? But right now we're going to get into 10 ways, you know, you get up. We're going to do a little drum roll. Where it's at?
All right. So
all right, there you go. All right, y'all, 10 ways you know you ghetto. Number 10.
Tori D.
Number 10. Number 10, you may have some ghetto toes if Sunique won't do them due to the fact they look like they were caught in a blender.
You put your mama on blast like that.
Well, no, I wasn't putting my mama on blast. I was talking about yours because she wanted me to suck when I was. Oh, I'm sorry. On number 9.
Who sucks toes anymore? You be surprised.
She's surprised, actually. Number 9.
Who does that? Yikes.
Tony has in his teeth right
Tommy
now.
Tommy does it. Number 9, you know you ghetto if you struggle paying child support each month, but you have no problem flipping the bill for that brand new 2009 Challenger you got. Now, okay, I mean, you know, some of y'all, I'm sorry, I had to call y'all out. Number 8, you know you ghetto if you have $5 tied to one tree in your yard. Tommy, what's so funny? What's so funny? Number 7. Number 7. You know you ghetto if you have so many vitamins in your house that you can start a GNC. I gotta call my mama out on that.
Oh, Lord.
I don't understand. My mama, she...
I didn't even have to say it that time.
Well, whatever. My mama, she got vitamins in her room. She got vitamins in her cabinet. She got vitamins on the shelf. She got vitamins in her car. I'm like, Mama, what is really wrong with you? You know,
I mean, they would be really good if you took them.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, she got vitamins in everything and everybody. I don't know. Whatever.
No, she said that vitamins are no substitute for exercise.
Oh, well, I'll tell your mama that. Number 6. You know you ghetto when you go apply for your very first job and we're asking you for your work history. You list stuff like cut your mama's grass, wash your mama's dishes, fizzle your granddad's porch.
Hey, that's work.
Wash the dog. Come on now. I think
that's being creative.
No, actually, I think that's what Diane does. You know, because don't like out there in Mural Inlet. Don't they do stuff like that?
I plead the fifth.
Okay.
Number 5. Don't get mad because your family has been classified as ghetto because you, your mama, and your grandma are all pregnant.
Oh, my Lord. I've been granted, too.
That's not nice. Number 4. I'm going to move on. If your idea of a late night snack is pickle pig feet and wash it down with recording, you ghetto as hell.
Ghetto and gonna die of cardiac arrest. Who does that? People still eating pickle pig feet. That's unbelievable.
No, please, you better go down to the South. Number 3.
I'm from the South.
You know, you get up and everything in your house is from Rent-A-Center. Mm.
Dang, wow.
Number two. Okay, number two. You know, you get up and everything in your house is. Oh, I just said it, didn't I? Oh, I can't read. Number two, you know your grandma ghetto, and she always talking about how fake the people in L.A. are, and she's sitting up there with false teeth, a glass eye, and a wig, and let's not forget the wooden leg. Oh. Come on,
that
grandma.
That is cute.
Grandma needs to study that. All right, y'all, number one for tonight is when spending the night at your favorite cousin's house in the summertime, beware of the ghetto breakfast, because you know it's a mess when you go to pour raisin bran in your bowl and more roaches come out than raisins.
Wow.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Oh, my
And that's
God.
Gonna have me scared to eat my raisin bran in the morning. Thanks,
that's
Z-Fly.
Okay. All right,
that's
yeah,
like a nightmare on Elm Street.
It sure is. We're 4 minutes down to the show. We actually have a caller. We're going to go ahead and take a call. Why not? Anniversary time. Caller, you're on.
What's up? Well, I'm calling to wish you the happy birthday. Happy birthday of the show. Of the radio.
Hey.
Well, beautiful Tori and beautiful Diana and the Tommy and the McFly. Happy birthday.
Z-Fly. Oh, my God. You know what? You actually remember Diane this time.
Yes, he did.
Yes. Well, yeah, I did remember. That is very, very good question to McFly, but yes, I do remember.
Okay. Well,
hi,
you know,
Mr. Gandhi.
Mr. Gandhi,
are there beautiful Tories?
Yes.
We are like 3 minutes down to the show. So, Mr. Gandhi, this is our anniversary special. We're 1 year old. Tell us some things that you love and hate about the show.
Well, you know, I love the beautiful Tori and the beautiful Diane and the Tommy and what I do not like is you have terrible name. I cannot remember the Z Max Fly.
No, it's Z. I don't get it. It's Z Fly. It's not that hard. Okay, so Mr. Gandhi.
Well, why can't you just have normal name, you know, like the Tommy or the Deepak or the John?
I think it messes him up because sometimes we call you Zach and then sometimes we call you Z Fly, so he kind of says Zach Fly or, you know, it is kind of crazy. Just like I'm just Tori D every day all the time.
It confused me, you know, the Z Mac Fly.
Right.
Oh. Okay. Wow. So, Mr. Gandhi, so what are some topics you would like to see in the future on our show?
A topic that I would like to see is the healthcare.
Right,
healthcare.
Definitely. We got to talk about healthcare reform. We touched on it a little bit, but we definitely didn't get into it.
Yeah,
we must have helped the healthcare reform in the United States.
Okay.
But that is for the other night. But I'd wish to wish you the happy birthday of the keeping it real hot and the fresh.
Thank you, Mr. Gandhi.
Oh, thank you so much,
I was
Mr.
hoping
Gandhi.
He called us because he calls every week.
He does. Thank you so much for that.
All right. Well. Good evening, McFly.
Oh, wow. All right, y'all. We are 1 minute down to the show. Thank you so much for. What are y'all laughing at? You're here for keeping
it
real high press at FBN.net. Now, look, all of you
like,
new. And Diana, don't forget Diana, all of you new listeners, be sure to come back next week. Thank you.
All right, peace.
Peace in the middle. You know, actually, I'm a Michelle.
We don't want to hear nothing you talking about, McFly. We know you're going to New York, McFly.
Where's Smooth T? Smooth T, where he at?
I'm right here.
Wow, he's mighty quiet. What's up with that?
I let y'all have y'all time.
You what?
I let you have your time.
That's right, you know, because we in the spotlight. All right. But anyway.
Oh, please.
All right, but Diana, I will talk to you.
That's a new hamburger, honey. Go on, McFly. You doing it, McFly. That's what's up.
Y'all stupid. All right, y'all. Well, we're going to leave y'all with some music. Let's do Aaliyah Rock the Boat. All right, y'all. Peace.
Peace.